Jim?
So it doesn't become a distraction. Can you just say now that I'm going to be staying at UCLA?
I have no plans to coach anywhere but UCLA at this time.
Coach Snyder, over here. I remember you taking questions about that at a Holiday Bowl about UCLA a long time ago. That's interesting. It strikes me that every program has to build their roster their own way. But over the last couple days, we've had 10 players in here, five are former walk-ons, five or six from Kansas. Can you talk about how you've gone about building this roster and kind of the unique script you had to follow to get to this point?
Well, I can't tell you that segment of it is scripted fits. It's, there are young guys all over, and we're kind of isolated in the in the Midwest, and an awful lot of people, I think, get overlooked, because of that. And when I say overlooked, it's not necessarily the ability to run 4.340s and bench press 350 pounds and all that goes along with it. There's just character traits that are significant. You've heard me, say this so many times, Fitz, that really are significant. I mean, you can put a young guy in a weight room and he can go from 220 to 300 if that's what you want. I mean, you can do all those things. You remember, young guy Jason Johnson. Jason came in a long time ago. Jason's a 215-pound tight end and we moved him to center, and pretty soon he's a 305-pound center and he's got a 7-8-year NFL career with it. It's just being able to, identify young people that have those character traits, that value system in place, that you can develop over a period of time. And that's true no matter if, whether they're 4.340 guys or 5.40 guys. It's the character assessment is really, a value to us. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have some athletic ability. You take any of the guys that you're talking about, whether it's Jonathan Truman or B.J. Finney or Ryan Mueller, any of those guys, and so many more, Randall Evans, I could go on and on. Those are guys that came and are in the category you're talking about, but that doesn't mean that they were without talent. I mean, they had the ability to play the game. What we're interested in is, how far can you go with it, and what's your value system allow you to do? Is it going to temper your improvement, or is it going to give you the opportunity to continually improve? And those guys have done exactly that.
Okay, Bill, as much about dual threat quarterbacks as anyone around. Can you just talk about Hundley and what special problems he presents for your defense?
Well, there's always talk about how well he throws the ball, how well he runs with the ball. I think he manages the offense extremely well, which is vital for, a quality young quarterback. But, those guys that can do it all, and, he can bring it down and bring it out at any time, and whether it's on the perimeter or whether it's inside, and that's a threat that, neutralizes your defense a great deal. And he's good at it and makes good decisions with it, I think. And so he's got good eyes and, plays the game with him, quite well. He's a very talented young guy. And from what I hear, I haven't met him yet. But, from what I understand, Jim could tell you, I certainly couldn't. But, he certainly seems like a quality young man and seems like a quality leader in the program as well. And all those things fit into that category. I mean, I think you have to have it all to be, the kind of quarterback that he is.
I got one for each of you. Coach Mora, having coached in both the NFL and college, I was curious how you think Coach Snyder's schemes and philosophy would translate to the NFL if he ever did try it. And Coach Snyder, what was it about? Was there ever anything about the NFL coaching there that did intrigue you in some way?
Well, I think the people from Manhattan or our area, could tell you that. I mean, way back when there were all those opportunities. I've just never been interested in it. That doesn't make it bad by any stretch of the imagination. It always concerned me that, when you've got players that make more money than their coaches, You kind of wonder who's the authority figure, in that alignment. Like I said, Jim can tell you more about it than I can. I remember a story. We had a young player, I won't mention his name, that was a quarterback in the NFL, and it was a starting quarterback and the backup quarterback they'd brought in, and paid him a substantial amount of money, more so than the quarterback that we had. And the night before one of their ball games, I don't remember which one, the backup quarterback went to the general manager of the program or whoever was in charge, and they had some dialogue, and a quarterback that I was familiar with got a call in the middle of the night, said, "You're not starting anymore." And it's who has the control, whether you can really coach or not. You see the same thing. There's talk right now in the NBA, with a player and a coach, and who has control over the over the program. And that's something I would I'm not a control freak, but I think it is important that you have control over your program. And I don't know how much that exists, and I mean, certainly there's most programs perhaps do have total control with the coach. I don't know. I just don't know. But it didn't seem like that. So that was my thinking, why I didn't venture into any of that.
You want me to answer? I can't remember who asked the question. I'm sorry. Football at every level, in my humble opinion, is about fundamentals. It's about effort. It's about discipline. It's about technique. It's about talent. It's about having standards. I don't think it's about formations and plays. I think it's about coaching. And we used to say players, not formations and plays, are going to win games for you. So I think you can take any style of offense or defense, and if you execute it properly with good players who've bought into the system, then you can have success.
Bill, I can't imagine you not being back, because you'd miss the witty banter back and forth between us each week. So I'll start off with that. But I am curious, over the years, how successful have you been engaging the readiness of your football team, which seems like a silly question to ask, but I'm wondering how much capacity for surprise is there, even at this stage of your career, as it relates to the readiness of your football team to play a game?
It really isn't a silly question. It's one I think Jim, probably asks himself the same question as I do. Is how well, how mentally ready is each member of your football team? And it's different for each and every one of them. And it's not always something that you gauge correctly. I certainly haven't always gauged it correctly. I've been surprised both ways, I think. Try not to impose the impression that I totally have the answer. I mean, you have a way that you approach, each day of the week and the night before a game and the day throughout the game. You have a routine, and you have certain things that you know are important, that you feel at least that are important in your program. We do. Jim does. And those are the things that you address, and more often than not, those really are. I mean, just experience over a period of time allows you to find that those things are appropriate for the preparation of your football team. But guessing, exactly, how they internalize it all is, it's. Very difficult task. It's an impossible task, I think, as much as anything. If you guess right, you're fortunate.